Hello, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age. It's the 15th of December. I hope you have all your gifts together because you're not getting shit from me. Except for this article. I know we talked maybe once about the whole Sam Bankman-Fried, blah, blah, blah. Is he a genius, asshole, soon to be suicided financier? Or what is he? There's a couple of theories going on out there. You've seen the one that the media is putting out, that he's just a kooky guy who made a lot of money and didn't know what he was doing with it. That, or he had some type of complex where he felt the need to suck up to the Democratic intelligentsia and give them all the money that was possible to give. In the meantime, making paupers of as many people who don't matter as possible. Or my new favorite, because it seems that the United States federal law enforcement, if we can call them that anymore, has made a number of critical errors as to the type of investigation it's running. And this all takes us back to Jeffrey Epstein, because he did not kill himself, as we all know. The thing that people have since the Epstein situation have brought out the fact that there are probably multiple types of operatives out there in the world. Oh, what's that? We don't need to worry about that button. Doing nefarious things in the name of God knows who and who knows what. Epstein, of course, had the ability to deal with the more carnal pleasures and through his blackmailing and things of that nature, or procurement or appeasing of these kind of guys who would help you suicide, made his fortune. There have been a number of people, like you said, that had knew him socially or had met him and all thought he was some type of operative. For who? No one's quite sure. Sam Bankman-Fried is filling a role of what we would call a paymaster, but he could be a cutout paymaster. All right, so either he had volunteered upon his own to take that role or been recruited to take that role. I guess one would have to go back in his history further than I'm going to, which is your job, and try to figure out where the arrows would have crossed with him and various other people to get him to where he is today. He is missing a lot of money. Billions of dollars have been safely laundered and put into different accounts. And part of it that's fun is, once again, we're using, those of you who are new, we try to always use the liberal / socialist articles and then find the grain of truth or not in it. And this is an article from Time Magazine, of all people. Wow, right? And they're saying he's accused of violating campaign finance laws on the part of a scheme to illegally funnel millions of dollars to candidates and political action groups, except it's billions with a B, right? And so the article, you know, is going to be a problematic one because he is mentioned, it's mentioned in here that Bankman-Fried had donated to both parties, that he had put together a bipartisan money system to hit both sides of the aisle. Kind of, not really. I looked at this one because this was supposed to give you a list of all the donations, and it doesn't really. There are people in here, like I said, they have John Boozman, Arkansas Republican. The reason he's in there, and they should just say that right away, is it's the following sentence: who led the Senate Agricultural Committee, which has a role in regulating cryptocurrency. So he was giving money to Senator Debbie Stabenow, and who was a Democrat, and John Boozman, an Arkansas Republican, because they were on the Senate Agricultural Committee. Had nothing to do with, you know, he's bribing both parties. He's got to bribe everybody on the committee to get this FTX bullshit through. Okay. In the meantime, all the majority of the people on here that are mentioned, Cory Booker, Maggie Hassan, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, which was a major issue the Republicans dumping money into that whole race at the GOP level. Susan Collins in Maine, another red flag. These are all Democrats, or more importantly, they're all socialists. He gave to the mono party, as some people will call it, unrepentantly, okay? But his claim now, after they have sort of an idea of where some of the money went, he claims he gave tens of millions in untraceable donations to Republicans. Not so. An untraceable donation is by nature untraceable, which means it's a myth. It's a legend. It didn't happen because it would go against the grain of everything he did. What he did do is give $20,000 maximum donations to the aforementioned Congress people and senators who were, in all reality, socialists and working with the Democratic Party. Okay, 40 now that gets back to 40 million to Democrats in the 2020 election cycle. That's a whole other story, right? We have a nice round number. And he admitted to giving an equal amount to Republicans, but there is no documentation to prove that. We have documentation to prove the ones that we mentioned. I'll try to find another list of donors. But what it is Bankman-Fried's trying to muddy the waters to show that he is not a direct Democratic socialist paymaster, which is how this is. He's being, you know, how much influence would he need in the cryptocurrency business? How much does Bitcoin have, right? I don't know. Are they out bribing all of our congressmen and senators? Are they having people believe this implausible story about using Snapchat or whatever the fuck they were using for their, they were using QuickBooks. QuickBooks to handle the accounting for a multi-billion dollar company, and that all the rest of their paperwork was done on like some silly... like I said, like a Snapchat or something else on there. All you computer people, tell me what it is that I'm talking about. But more importantly, once again, Joe Biden, okay, contributed $5.2 million, according to the Wall Street Journal, who's a much more fact-based organization. $5.2 million to Joe Biden's presidential campaign, okay? What all these things should be telling us is that we need campaign finance reform. If you see nothing else go on, campaign finance reform. It's not going to happen anytime soon because the economy is such garbage that you can't mount a serious campaign in the Congress or the Senate to get people to actually do it. This is what will bring us down. This is the fall of the Roman Empire, and it's been discussed for quite some time. But when you see it as nakedly obvious as it is, Sam BF, or whatever he calls himself, BM, the bowel movement, whatever he wants to call himself, he's just a hustler. You know, he's in a Bahamian prison. I don't think he's in Foxwoods. If he's in Foxwoods, he's not coming out. He's going to have to develop a cigarette smoking issue, which will become harmful to his health. That's all I can say. For those of you who know Foxwoods, you know what we're talking about. So this guy should be like the new face of, what was that guy's name? Skankle, the one who was like, I'll charge what I want for insulin, fuck people. Sam Bankman-Fried should be under the prison. Everybody who works for him should have been detained under conspiracy to defraud or Securities Act or whatever. They use conspiracy down the road here for seven guys in Liberty City that are selling like dime bags. When did conspiracy become used on street crime and not on total criminals like this? He needs to be taken somewhere and debriefed. Shouldn't be brought back to the United States. He is a threat to the United States security doing this kind of stuff. This big of an intentional defraud to put the money into the pocket of one of the political parties in order to finance the change of regime, or the propping up of a continued change in regime favoring socialism. There is a law against it out there somewhere. People tell me where it is and I will go out and find it for you. It goes against everything we stand for. There's always been some type of bribery out there. This guy on his own did not come up with this. He's going to tell you he's clever. He's not that fucking clever. I talked to a couple people who are pretty clever And once again, they don't think this moron could have pulled this off. There was another hand in there. And our man, Sam, is hoping that that hand is going to sweep away all the problems of his life. Good chance it's just going to close around his throat and kill him, because that's what happens. We will be none the wiser where the majority of these billions of dollars went. In the meantime, the Democratic Party and its foot soldiers will be the most well-funded political party in the world. Not in the United States, but in the world. And you just see it coming, you know? So let's hope that people start to do the right thing. But let's hope, of course, that we can get enough interest in real campaign finance reform. Not that bullshit that occurred with John McCain. What a joke that was, right? Get in there, take a look at this stuff, look at who these donors were. Anybody who's a donor in this thing, I will tell you, this is the sheep. You ever heard of the sheep back in the old days? In Chicago or whatever, Al Capone had a list of judges he had to bribe and police he had to bribe and everything else. Bankman-Fried's investment list is the sheep, is a sheep. There are other guys like it. His was the easiest to deal with because he made money out of nothing. He probably pushed that idea to them that they didn't have to move their money. What happens in a lot of cases with money laundering, especially large amounts of illegal money, in the case of cartels and things like that, they have containers and containers and containers of $100 bills, let's say. The United States Treasury Department every so often changes the face, $100 bills, $50 bills, and things like that. And after a certain time period, the old ones are no longer considered legal tender. They tell you to turn them in, they will give you new ones. That is to facilitate, among other things, facilitate a movement of large supplies of this cash money that they have on the hope that they can interdict it. Bankman-Fried did is he made money out of nothing. There was nothing there. He made money out of it. The question is going to be, even on the victims list, how many of the victims are truly victims? If I'm taking your money and I can guarantee that it's laundered and nobody will ever know where it went again, there are a lot of wealthy people who would like an extra $50, $60, $100 million that they can call on whenever they need to. Are they in the Bahamian banks? Are they in the Cayman Islands? Where would the money be able to move? Where are our experts in the United States government or somebody that we just hired who we know who knows what's up to tell us what were those next steps? You very rarely see that in this whole Bankman-Fried. So people say, oh, well, we looked at how they did it. No, you didn't. You didn't really look at how they did it. Bringing the money in was not an issue. I'm going to posit that some people were true victims. Other people were staged victims. Okay, it's like the sting. You ever saw the sting, right? People were losing around the mark. And then the mark was losing, really losing. Everybody else was not. So if you were in a situation where we're all investing billions of dollars on the certainty that we're going to be able to then have tax-free access to this money at a later date, and some other people get in because they hear about it who aren't in on the racket, and they get burned, that helps to sell the story. You're like, I got burned. You know, I lost the pension fund for the state of Rhode Island. Oh shit, we're in trouble, right? Whereas John Smith, multi-billionaire, he's got $50 million or $100 million in stormy weather funds sitting someplace that he can just draw into. He can now make, ghost investors. Things of that nature. There's a lot of shit that could go on, which Bankman-Fried and his little pack of merry men have allowed to occur if the money's untraceable, which is, like I said, he's a threat to national security. He probably should have gone somewhere to be debriefed. That's just me. And that's about it for now. But yeah, it's going to be something that I don't believe you're getting a real story. It's 1 and 1 = 6. And until somebody really gets this sucker someplace and he thinks he's getting away with it, you know, it should have put him in Foxwoods. he wouldn't have had a good time, and he'd realize, hey, man, the only friends you've got are the prosecutor's office. Right now, he doesn't believe that. And until he believes that, we'll never get the real story out of this. And the way things go in that part, in that group, chance of him washing up on the beach someplace is very high, or with his head stuck down a toilet in a Bahamian jail is very high. So anyway, that's all I got on that one. And but check it out. I'll try to find the other list, the more up-to-date list. What I'd like to get is a victims list. If somebody out there wants to send a link or whatever to one of these pages that we're on that has the actual list of people who lost money in this whole Bankman-Fried freaking nightmare, I'd appreciate it, because that's where you start. You go back and look at the victims, because some of them may not be victims. That's how effed up the world is these days, that you think everybody's a victim, but they're not. It's a clever way of doing business. So that's about all. Talk to you later. Have a nice, well, it's Thursday. Have a nice weekend. Bye.